Good evening. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 Community Radio out of Bella Vista, and this is Jim Dowling. I'm your host tonight on Write Stuff. That's the show where I bring in a writer. You get to know a writer, and we get to hear some of their work. I have a very special guest here, Sandra Martin. She is a spoken word poet, and you may have heard her name before. She was written up in the Record Searchlight about 6 months ago, I think. And thanks for coming in, Sandra.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Sure. By way of introduction, I'm going to read a little bit off the back of your book of poetry called Like Wet Socks, I Had to Change It. Yes, that's the title, Like Wet Socks, I Had to Change It. And we'll get into that, why it's called that. So, Sandy Martin is a bright-eyed mother of four who believes that a few people can change the world. A true Bay Area native, Sandra graduated from Oakland Public Schools, Laney College, and CSU East Bay. When Sandra isn't passionately performing spoken word, she's working with Conscious Voices African American Well-Being Center, teaching trauma healing and inspiring others to believe in themselves. Well, I think that tells a little bit about you. You're involved in a lot of things, Sandra. We want to get to some of your poetry. Why did you call this Like Wet Socks, I Had to Change? I'm just curious.
I was thinking of a metaphor that I'd be able to use that would evoke some type of emotion from you to cause you to feel or think something. And I wanted it to be something that would really capture the disgusting feeling, because my life had truly become disgusting to me, and I had to change. I had to look myself in the mirror, and I had to admit to myself that I didn't believe in myself, and I had to say why I didn't believe in myself. And the minute that I spoke that truth to myself, mm-hmm. the minute that I acknowledged it and accepted it, it felt like a weight came off of my shoulders.
Yeah.
And I was beginning to speak positively to myself. Like, wait a minute, you don't believe in yourself? But you've done this, you've done that, you've made it through this and you've made it through that. So you mean to tell me you really don't believe in yourself?
Yeah.
And I just let different ideas mull over in my mind, and I thought of that one. When that one came to my mind, I said, that's it.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows what wet socks feels like.
Sure.
And I don't know anyone who enjoys wet socks.
Right. And well, so, you know, I've read a few of these poems, quite a few of them, and the message is universal, you know, and it is obvious you've been through a lot. And you have come out a survivor and somebody who wants to pass on what life has taught you to others. I think that's a wonderful thing. Enough of my talking here. Why don't we hear some poetry? So I'll let you pick, and why don't you go ahead and pick a poem, and let's get to know you through your poetry a little bit.
All right. So the title of this piece that I'm going to share is The Truth.
Okay.
Something I had to learn over time is that the truth isn't always believed or recognized. I also had to learn that the truth doesn't need to yell and scream. Truth doesn't need an audience or to make a scene. Truth doesn't need for anyone to believe. Because the truth is the truth, and it's as simple as that. And if people lied to themselves or others and tried to make lies into facts, then that's just sad. I hope you're walking and living in truth. And I hope you come to an understanding of not needing to prove or show proof. Because when you're living in truth, you're happy and free, living honestly and with integrity, in your right mind, standing up for what's right. Not only looking out for me and mine, because in this world, you know that what you do affects multiple lives. You're not turning and looking the other way because truth allows you to look reality in the face. Truth also allows you to believe in love and forgiveness on a day-to-day.
All right. That's a great poem. And, you know, Sandra is somebody you might run into at the Sundial Bridge. You know, she gifts poetry to people. And how do you choose a person if you're going to read them a poem of yours, or recite, I should say?
I typically, and don't laugh at me, I do a little bit of people watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I try to see if someone looks very busy, because if they're busy or in a rush, that's not going to be a good person. If it looks like somebody is there, you know, waiting, buying some time, mm-hmm. that usually is the person that I approach. Like the other day, actually, I shared some poetry. I was at Sun Oaks. My children were playing tennis, and a mom was sitting there. And I waited a little while, and then I asked her, and she received the poetry, and she enjoyed it.
Great. Great, great, great. Well, that would be a real treat. I hope you run into me out there someday. Well, let's do another poem. We're here to hear your work, and before we get into that, I know you're involved in a lot of things. The trauma deal. What's that all about? The Well-Being Center.
The Well-Being Center is actually located in Oakland, and they have therapists there, and they have group therapy as well. I became involved with the organization because I was hosting, someone threw an event, and we were raising funds. And the talk was bringing awareness to the connection between mental health and physical health.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done all this research, but because I'm not a licensed therapist, I felt that I should have a licensed therapist there to validate, support,
sure.
and let others know that the research and the talk that we were having is actually, you know, out there. It's anyone can find this research if they look for it. So I contacted the founder, and she said absolutely that actually what we were doing, because I was doing spoken word, my friend was singing, and we also had African dancers. She said the art piece is kind of like the missing link in therapy. Like it's so necessary to have art to be a balanced person, whether it's writing, painting, drawing, music, dancing.
Sure.
And so that's how I became involved with the community. When I found out the curriculum that they were using and teaching, it was a no-brainer for me to say, I want to do that.
Art and therapy, they go hand in hand, don't they?
Hand in hand.
Okay, well, can we get you to pick another poem?
Sure. One of my favorites, which I have this one memorized.
Okay.
Is Attention and Intention.
Oh, I like it. I've read this one. It's a beauty. Go for it.
What has your attention? Do you even know? And what are your intentions? Because surely they will be known, be it in this moment or the next. For the combination of attention and intention is the result of manifestation. And don't you want to manifest marvelous creations? What about stirring souls to having life-changing revelations? Having people dancing on planets, attracting their dreams like powerful magnets, creating memories you'll never forget. Don't you know you're so powerful? You can have the devil playing Russian roulette. Because you see, it's just a matter of getting to a place where you really believe. So say to yourself, the universe is always flirting with me, begging me to share more of me so that others can see that there really is beauty in everything. For even when something appears to be ugly, it's just a reflection of something pretty. And if you don't believe, just stop and think. What would beauty be if there were no such thing as ugly, for they are one and the same. And until you come to this realization, you'll probably just continue to drive yourself insane. Because there is always going to be someone younger, someone smarter, someone even prettier. So it's best you just stop comparing and figure that we're all ugly and pretty just the same. Don't you worry your pretty little brain, because no one, and I mean no one, can be better at being you than you. Go ahead and let them try to take just one step in your shoes, and I bet you they'll say, I'm cool. I did not know that this is all that you had to live through. And I don't care how blessed you think someone else is. Try living their life, and I bet you'll say, I'm cool too. So remember, love who you are, and I mean everything about you. Otherwise, you'll probably live your whole life living the life of a damned fool.
Wow. Nice. I that's a personal favorite. I like that one a lot. Since we're talking about poetry, and you've written quite a bit, how long did it take you to put Like Wet Socks I Had to Change together? I'm just curious.
It actually didn't take that long.
Yeah.
I probably wrote the body in maybe about 3 months.
Wow.
I know for sure the section titled Poetry Gifts, I wrote that in a couple of weeks. The idea came to me to give poetry to my loved ones last year for Christmas.
Yeah.
And when I write about people that I really care about and sure, that I love, sure, it comes out like water.
Yeah. Well, that's neat. You've got one in there called James, and that just happens to be my name. So I read that one immediately. And you honor these people. You find something really special about everybody. It's really generous.
I hope to inspire other poets and artists to create more with the idea and intention of celebrating people that they know. Mm-hmm. If I was a singer, I would definitely sing songs to everyone that I love. But I'm a poet, so I wrote poetry. If
sure,
I was a painter, I would definitely want to do, portraits for people. And I think that our art should be used more to celebrate others because it makes people feel good. And the more people feel good, the better community we have.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How about another poem? Your pick, anything you want. I'm just sitting here and enjoying it.
Okay, I'll do. So that one is one of my favorites, the one that I just read. And I'll go ahead and read another one of my favorites. And this one is titled Thinking Out Loud.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I feel like I hear Jesus asking me, Sandra, what else are you going to lose? What else is going to be taken from you before you begin to realize that you can produce everything that's inside of you? Because your creativity is extremely and exquisitely unmatched. It's melodically and hypnotically in its own category. But for some reason, you refuse to believe that this is your destiny, that this is what you've been called to be. And so I search within myself and I'm like, nah, God, I just don't see what it is that I'm supposed to be. Because I be feeling like I can do so many things so effortlessly, but still I be feeling just as empty and as lost as can be. So what is it that I'm supposed to do? Where is it that I'm supposed to go? And yeah, I've been searching my whole soul. Sometimes I feel like I be burning up with flames and then ice cold to the bone, going through all different kinds of mental zones. especially when I'm surrounded by so many people and I still feel invisible and all alone. Yeah. But I keep on marching on, and I keep on climbing on, until I feel like I hear God say, "Sandra, is there anything in particular you want to do? Because judging the way you've pulled through everything that you've been through, there ain't nothing or nobody that can prevent you from doing what it is you choose to do except you." Huh. I guess God's got a point there. So now I ask myself and you, what is it that you've gone through that you can use as motivation on this journey of you becoming the best version of you? Have you been through all different kinds of abuse? Have you been alienated from your family because you decided to get money in the streets? Are you now the black sheep because you decided to love someone that's different once you realize that beauty is only skin deep? Or maybe you've pushed through the pain of being estranged by those with the same last name, by those with the same blood that runs through y'all's veins. Or is it just simply enraged for feeling like you gotta do what you gotta do, knowing good and goddamn well if you felt like you had a choice, that ain't the route you would choose? Yeah, I've been there too, and it's okay. I just want to let you know that maybe you have some healing you have to do. There are different things you can do, like meditation, to heal from the trauma you've been exposed to, from the trauma you've lived through. This right here, this is what I love, and this is what is helping me get through. Peace and blessings to all of you.
Yeah, that's sweet. Well, clearly you've been through a lot in your life, and I don't want to get too personal here, but it is experience that molds a writer in many ways. And you moved up here from Oakland, and you've been in Redding for how long, this area?
I've been here since 2013, October 2013 to be exact.
Yeah, well, it must seem like a different world in many ways.
In many ways it is, but in a lot of ways it isn't. Even though I grew up in Oakland, the Bay Area, I'm a country girl at heart.
Are you? Okay.
Yes, I love outdoors. I love the water. I love the nature.
Well, you're in the right place.
Yes.
I do too. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm here myself. I I was a Bay Area person at one time, believe it or not. So I always like to pretend there's some aspiring writers listening, and so maybe you could talk a little bit about the process, how a poem comes to life. Where does it start for you?
For me, it starts with a feeling and wanting to capture that feeling. And the other thing that really helps me is to believe that opening up, allowing myself to be vulnerable with others, is healing and therapeutic. I truly, truly believe that everyone's story has purpose, and everyone's story has the potential of helping someone to breathe a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, good. So you're writing, well, to help people. To bring
people.
Change.
Yes, absolutely.
I know a large focus is people of color, and that's important. I mean, this is community radio. It's all about bringing us all together, as far as I'm concerned. I like what you do, and we've got time for a couple more, so I hope you'll pick another one. Another
well,
one or
sure.
two.
Sure.
Yeah. I love... Well, Black Prince and is it Black Queen?
Black King and Black Queen.
Black King, okay. Black King and okay. I got a short memory.
No, it.
One of those would be wonderful.
Yes, those are my favorites as well, because at one point I was very angry I was very angry with the racial angst, the pain.
Yeah.
The pain that was associated with race. And after a while, you know, I was just like, you know, I'm not an angry person. So I wanted to write something celebratory, something to celebrate Black women and Black men, and to bring some levity, hope, smiles, laughter. And so that's where these two poems came from.
Okay. If you're comfortable, good. Why don't you treat us to one?
Sure. I will do Black Queen. Actually, on a side note, Black King, that was inspired by one person in particular. His name is Jay Mazur, and he's a singer-songwriter out of Florida, but he's in Atlanta. And he opened up his platform for me. And one of the days of the week, he said, you know what? I'm going to have my audience share something with me. So I was like, well, what can I do? What can I do? And that's where that poem came from.
Cool.
But I'm going to share Black Queen poem, that poem. To my beautiful Black sis, dripping in silky melanin, ain't no one better than you. So go ahead and give the world an extra scoop, 'cause can't nobody do it like you. Ain't nobody fly like you. You give us what we need to make it through. The ultimate truth. Natural born leaders, go ahead and look in history and find the proof. Always playing it cool. And when times get hard, you make it do what it do. 'Cause see, Black women sticks it out to the end. And you never find a better friend. Protecting us from haters at work and school. Making sure we cool. Reminding us that we can. Pushing us to higher heights so that we can ascend. The true definition of a win. And on your love, we can surely depend. 'Cause see, the Black woman, she done been through everything. It ain't nothing she don't understand. And her last dollar, she's always willing to spend. And broken hearts her specialty, because she's ready to mend. The seamstress of life, always tying up loose ends. Plus, the Black woman is like everyone's mother. That mama bear providing us all type of cover. And she's the ultimate lover. So let's make sure we protect her and put nothing above her. Beautiful Black female child, we love your beautiful Black smile. Beautiful Black queens, you reign supreme. You're the essence of love, the essence of Black everything.
That's a nice poem. Oh, well, this is, time is flying. You're involved in a lot of things, and I'm intrigued by this history project you've got going. Do you want to say a few words about that? It's a film, right?
No, it's a book.
It's a book.
And the book is a collaboration. It has essays, critical essays. It has historical fiction,
yeah, that's right.
And it also has artwork. And it is based around the period of time of the Gold Rush. And mm-hmm. what it does is it brings life, it brings voices to African Americans who are around in that time in California, because a lot of people don't know that California also had slaves, and California also had a lot of Black people who were participants of the Gold Rush. And with us being in this area, a lot of people just don't know that Blacks do have history here.
And you are contributing to the book.
Oh, yes, I am a contributor to the book. I wrote a historical fiction piece where the woman that I wrote about, she has a gravestone here, and she also was a prominent dressmaker, but there isn't too much more information about her. And so I filled in gaps, and I allowed my creativity to come through to give her voice as a possible life that she led while she was up here.
Now, is the book complete, or is it still in process?
The book is in its final stages of being edited right now,
yeah.
And then we will have it available shortly. You can also find Golden Ghosts on Facebook, and you'll be able to contribute to the crowdfunding project, and it allows you to Excellent. Get your copy through that process as well.
And what's the title?
I believe it's Golden Ghosts. I'm sorry. Don't quote me on that. I know.
Golden Ghosts, possibly.
Right.
Well, okay. Hey, maybe at some future date we'll get a little bit of your story, your contribution on the air.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I would love to be back on the show. I'm available anytime you'd like to have me back
on. Great. I think we have, yes, we do. We have time for a short poem, and then we're going to have to sign off. And this is, this has been a real treat having you in here, Sandra. This is Sandra Martin, the poet, and her book is called, I'm just going to give you a little plug here, Like Wet Socks, I Had to Change. So, Sandra, if you can come up with a kind of a short one, we'll wrap it up with that.
All right, a short one I have. Well, I always like forgiveness is for me.
Perfect.
Forgiveness is for me. The bravest thing I've ever done is forgive myself and those who have done me wrong. So many mistakes, it's hard not to think, what have I done? So many shots, sometimes I be wondering, when is it gonna be my turn to be shined on by the sun? But thank God I've moved on, because the hurt used to hurt so bad. And sometimes I still get sad, and for a moment even mad. But then I just smile and breathe, and I remind myself that I truly believe in the power of love. Yes, triggers might come and make it rough, but believing in love makes me that one. And even though it's easy to wonder what others might think, and sometimes I might even question if I'm weak, but then I remind myself that it takes a whole lot of strength to forgive, and forgiveness is for me. Plus, no one can live my life. And if someone is so concerned with my plight, then they'll be right by my side, no lie. So if you're not my ride or die, or wanting to see me shine, then why even care about who I forgive and what I'm doing with my life?
Great. Thanks for reading that. This is my guest tonight has been Sandra Martin, and she is a local poet, a talented writer, and it's been a good time. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you again for having me.
Sure. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio, and we are, it's listener supported. So if you'd like to help keep us on the air, if you like what you're listening to, you can go to kkrn.org and hit that donate button, and you'll be helping us out in a big way. I like to plug careasy.org too. That's if you have a car or a vehicle, maybe a motorcycle, a boat even. You want to get rid of it? Go to careasy.org. They'll walk you through how to get a donation to kkrn.org. All right, I think that's going to do it for Right Stuff tonight. Thanks for listening, and hope you have a nice evening. Good night.